times. We're not having people come up to a door that says, and this is from the previous assessor that was there. I don't know what he could have done differently either. There's a sign on the door. It says, please call this number, and you're calling from your cell phone in the hall asking someone from real estate, mapping, or personal property to come to the door to work with you. That's more off-putting to me. You got big windows there. They can see us when it's COVID or not COVID.
If they needed to come inside and see something, then they went inside, and that was a short time there. Yes.
Yeah.
They still serve the people. We serve the people.
We're serving the people.
How are they not serving the people? I don't understand. I'm not understanding why it's such a big deal. And you keep on saying close the office and serve the people as if there's some big conspiracy that she's wanting to close the office and hide everything. There's two big windows for, I'm failing to understand why this is even an issue to talk about. other than people that have called in and made big deals out of something whenever they're, and accusing me of being a part of some big conspiracy, I don't even understand why this is an issue. This is ridiculous. If she wants windows, let them in. I don't have a problem with it. But to sit there and accuse her of both in the office and not wanting to serve the people is getting kind of ridiculous.
Commissioner Williams, when it was first approached to me, it was to close the office. That's what was first approached to me, was to close the office.
When you say close the office, I don't think she means close the office as far as not work. I think she's meaning, again, record every other office has come to us at one point or another and asked us to do something for their specific office due to COVID to make them feel more comfortable. So, I don't, maybe they're, again, I know for a fact that our girls locked the doors. And they only allowed certain people in whenever they wanted to allow them in. Am I wrong on that?
They did for a couple of days, and they just couldn't anymore. It's
okay.
Open.
but they still reacted in a way that technically closed the office. But yet we were still there, always available, always willing to help and do our job. Even now, with me not being there, because of an abundance of caution, I am still doing my job. So I just feel I don't understand why, again, this is such a big deal. Unless I'm missing something. If I'm missing something, tell me what I'm missing other than I don't know.
I guess if you had worked in that office or been others that work in the office and through the office for years, you'd probably understand more. But due to that fact,
Have you worked in that office?
I've been in and out of that office for about 18 years and taken people there and served them through them, showed them maps.
Are you the assessor?
No, sir. And that's what I said in the beginning. Okay. I'm not the assessor.
And you made a comment earlier about, well, you would have a fix for something, but you can't tell her what that fix is because you're not the assessor.
I'm not the assessor.
If we're all trying to work together, tell her what your fix is. And maybe that's something, hey, that makes sense. Yeah, let's do that instead. But I didn't hear you trying to come up with solutions other than, no, you're trying to close off the office and you're trying not to serve the people. So help me understand why we can't work together to come up with a solution for her and her needs, what she feels like she needs for the office. I agree with you on, hey, let's wait and let's this, let's that. She's been in there for a little while now. She knows the process. Again, I'm failing to understand why this is becoming such a large issue.
Okay, you just made a statement. She knows the process. So you just stand by it and you do it with your vote.
You still didn't come up with any other solutions because you said you had something, but you wouldn't tell her because you're not the assessor.
Sir,
Do you have another solution?
Commissioner Williams, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to answer whether or not that I approve of putting, of opening the windows into the hallway and turning the hallway into a waiting area for the assessor's office. I've stated mine and you've stated yours. If you have a motion to make in regard to it, go ahead. And as you know, I'm not this
is. I don't consider this arguing. I consider this trying to figure out the issue so we can make a decision that's best for the county.
Okay. Then, if I were in there and if I felt it was too crowded, there's another office down at the end of the hallway that has empty desks and empty room. You can check into that. And if I was in there, I would do. If I felt it was too crowded in what I have, she says the furniture's too crowded, there's too much furniture, there's, and so forth. I would make those decisions based upon that. If I felt the employees that there wasn't room there to have three employees doing personal property, which has been for many, many years, if we feel that they're too close together, then there's other areas under the assessor's right that she has. If I wanted to take what I had right now, I would put the plexiglass up across like all the other offices have done, and they need an open way. And as far as that, that's what is protection for that employee. And the customers could come in, they could sit down. And if there are too many customers, which I've seldom, there has been times, but it's seldom over the years to see that, then if you want to use the office as it is for right now, or if you want to expand it, if you think you're three in that office is too many, there's other room. You could decide which, whether you wanted to, some counties have one section you go into, and I believe, didn't you do a lot of your training in Christian County? Do they have a separate one for personal property, Bill, and they go in, and a separate one for real estate?
They have two different doorways to go in, and they've also got, they've got a separate room with, they've got glass in front of the counter. It's kind of like walking into the clerk's office here. That's how their personal property works. And then the same for real estate. They have a separate doorway, but it's more open, like our office is for our real estate section.
And the person called me from that works for the state that Susan knows well. They went to school together. Called to see why did I not want her to have windows in the hallway. And I explained that it was a hallway, just everything that I've said here now, and told him how wide the hallway was, and that if you're building a building, like over in the judicial building, it was built with that in mind, of it was a modern building to set for it. And the suggestion they gave to me was you just need to build a new building. I would learn to, I just have to work with what I have.
And that's why I'm trying to work with what we have. It's kind of deceiving to think, though, that I have empty desks, because I actually do have people coming for those. We've moved one of our guys over to the mapping office. He's going to do two jobs for me. And then I have people for the empty desks that are there. They're filling up, too. So I can't give the desks away that I've got. I've got people filling them. And I was told if I put those desks in storage, I won't get them back.
Well, I can say this, the collector's office is closed. She'll come to the door, so I've done business out in the hallway.
She had three or four under quarantine. There was options there and everything, but I would think be open back now. I think they're all back in office today. She had she went ahead and served them herself, and when the one came back last Wednesday or Thursday.
Is there not glass in front of all of the, on top of the counter all the way around now, though?
Yes, sir. They put the glass, like we're speaking of, around so that they could a barrier between.
But that office is conducive for that. I don't know that the assessor's office is conducive for that.
If I were sitting there waiting on the customer, I would consider it conducive to have the plexiglass on the end of my desk from there and the customer at the other end.
In their office, they've got two doorways. You come up to that glass, you do your business, and you can exit out the other doorway. And I think they can process people that way. But in my office, you come to the personal property, you can't pass that little half door, and the people behind you are crowding the hallway. And so that's very tight, like I said. And then when you leave, you have to go out through that same door. And anybody who we've taken into real estate, or we also help people for personal property in that middle office where Rhonda, my business personal property person, helps do waivers also. The deputy assessor also does real estate and personal property waivers. So, I mean, we're processing as many people as we can. It's just, like I said, the flow and the way people are packed in there, and my staff has no protection. This was the most economical way I could see to make this happen.
Hey, Scott, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Are those windows, do they have like pass-throughs? For papers to be going back and forth and then to be able to communicate?
Yes, sir.
The ones you'd put in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they'd be handicap accessible.
We have to move the benches and stuff for that, but yeah, they could be.
All right, I'll make a motion to allow the windows to be added to the assessor's office.
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update.
Hold on, we have the purchase
vehicle. Oh, hang on, one more. Assessor's request to purchase two vehicles. Sorry, I
didn't know if you tabled that for
another
week.
No.
So that also brings back up the transfer of the GCR to the assessor fund.
Yes.
And when I'm in here, I'm kind of in between a rock and a hard place here. I've got to get the job done. We all know we need the trucks. I need the help of the commission to figure out how we're going to do that.
And I know you were told from the beginning that the employees would have vehicles to safely travel in. They would always have, they would have, not vehicles. You're asking for them to transfer funds from GCR into the assessor's fund and purchase them and keep as the assessor vehicles.
I honestly don't know which process is the best way. All I know is I need the vehicles to do the job. you know, it's not,